Spaceman Podcast.
Yo, what's up? This is Aaron N38, and this is the E3, wait, what was this called? Like the E3 post-conference.
E3 post-conference podcast, episode 7.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo.
Basically everything that happened at E3 yesterday.
Yeah, and that was June the 9th, 2014. Yeah, June the 9th, 2014, E3 2014 happened, and that, I think that happened in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Home of the LA Kings, they're doing great in the playoffs, but we're here to talk about E3, not hockey. today is June the 10th, 2014, Tuesday, episode 7 of the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. Welcome. And this is...
I am The Conrad, also known as Bomboysa on Twitter. So today we're just going to be talking about everything that happened at E3 yesterday. Sorry we couldn't do the podcast yesterday because I had a lot of stuff to do involving cadets and camping and all that. But I'm sorry, we're here now. The past is the past. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, we're just going to jump right into it. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. That's going to take a while, and we're kind of short on time. This probably be like a 15-minute little thing, maybe, or 40-minute. We'll see.
We'll just cut this into little parts like we did, usually.
And Chopped and Screwed, just kind of like the Korn albums, the live ones. Don't check them out. They're not good. Just to remind you, we're going to be doing Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft. We're also going to be talking about Ubisoft titles. EA, like, it's not just those three big companies, it's going to be third parties too, so, yeah, what do you think about that format? We're going to start off with Nintendo, do you agree with that?
No, man, start off with, I guess, but, yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, we'll start off with Nintendo and save the best for last, and that's Sony, and that's my boys right there.
That's the boys in the hood. That's the boys in the hood.
Check it out, it's a great movie. San Andreas was based off that. Grand Theft Auto was based off Boys in the Hood, San Andreas, but, here we go, okay, you wanna do the Nintendo digital event? Just read the first little thing and we'll go back and forth.
Up to the comma?
Yeah. Okay, so, Nintendo digital event overview. The event started with Super Smash Bros. On 3DS. Other notable moments included Bayonetta 2, yeah, still a Wii U exclusive with giant monsters and open spaces. Whoa.
Yeah, Super Smash. The event started with Super Smash Brothers on the 3DS. That's going to be out probably this year, after Mario Kart, because the Nintendo wants to release some big hits on 3DS and Wii U, because if you haven't noticed already, PlayStation 4 and Xbox has had some serious momentum shifts over the past year. Bayonetta 2 has a Wii U exclusive. Basically, Bayonetta is kind of like Devil May Cry, mixed with God of War, basically, with like a lady as a protagonist. I never played the first Bayonetta, but it was available on PS3, Xbox 360 originally.
Bayonetta Suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny video by Mega64. It was hilarious with Rocco Bodhi. But yeah, Bayonetta 2, very much like the God of War, like, how would you describe that combat?
Very, I don't know, it wasn't,
Like button mashy, like...
Yeah, yeah. The God of War was always like that. It just never really felt good, never really felt perspiring, I guess.
Yeah, the God of War is really, like, third-person, zoomed-out fighting. And it's very button mashy, lots of quick time events where you have to press buttons in a sequence to defeat certain enemies. Which I know if you're into that sort of thing, I know people who are into God of War and stuff, and I got nothing against that. Even Devil May Cry, like, I don't know if you just want to like mash buttons and I don't know, see some ultra violence, like Bayonetta 2 is for you. If you have a Wii U and you like God of War, like Bayonetta 2 would be right for you. If you ever tried God of War before that, but yeah, as Conrad said, giant monsters and open spaces gonna be Bayonetta 2. Yeah, the Wii U has some pretty good games lined up. Like they already had Mario Kart on the Wii U.
I wish they had that for the 3DS.
Yeah, Mario Kart. I bet it's gonna be out 3DS because Mario Kart 7 was on 3DS. So. Yeah, some big games for Nintendo. As I said, Bayonetta 2 is Wii exclusive. Super Smash Bros. I forgot the other game I was going to say, but yeah, it doesn't really matter. Mario Maker is a new game by Nintendo. It allows the player to create their own custom 2D Mario levels with also being able to choose different art styles like Nintendo Entertainment System sprites to the Super Mario Brothers U sprites. Like you can use all those different objects and characters, like the different graphical styles too. Like you use the old school Nintendo sprites with the 3D sprites, and being able to create your own 2D levels on a Wii U pad. Like you basically draw the levels, draw the designs for levels. But that looks pretty cool. What do you think?
The way you said it kind of sounded like Project Spark.
Yeah, can you create your own levels and characters or something?
Yeah, but I don't know when that's coming out. I think I might get it.
Yeah, Project Spark, that looks really good. They recently announced a new character for Project Spark, but I can't remember the character right now, but it was a Microsoft character. But yeah, Project Spark, I haven't tried it yet, but it's available on Xbox One. Do you need a Kinect for it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a Kinect and an Xbox One, check out Project Spark. If you like being creative, I think that's the game for you, or app for you. Moving on, but yeah, Mario Maker, like even Jeff Gerstmann of Giant Bomb was saying, like, he's most anticipated for that, just being able to create your own levels. Kind of reminds me of Minecraft, you know? It's kind of a lot like Lego. You get to create your own designs, create your own worlds if you want, like... I don't know, Mario Maker, like, that'd be good for kids, you know, and families, just to challenge themselves to their own levels, but, you know, this is halfway over, but, a new Yoshi game that borrows elements from Kirby's Epic Yarn, like, being able to vertically float, and, yeah, Kirby having, like, a, I don't know, colorful art style.
Yeah.
I never tried Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah, I've heard of Kirby, but I never really played it. I saw the case once, but I didn't really play it.
Yeah, I think that was out on Wii or 3DS, one of those. But yeah, new Yoshi game. I thought Yoshi's Island was okay, not gonna lie. And finally, last but not least, if you have a Wii U, this is what you bought it for. Zelda! Exclamation mark. On Wii U. Which will have an open world, supposedly, instead of moving from Dungeon 1 to Dungeon 2 to Dungeon 3, like, in that scripted sequence, like, it'll be like Ocarina of Time, where it's not really, you can go from any dungeon you want, like, you go from the water dungeon to the smoke dungeon, or, I don't know, you can choose your own, like, path, you know, and that's what people have been waiting for, like, even, like, I don't know, the previous Zeldas on Wii, like, they're very scripted, and they're a little too easy for my taste. Last Zelda I enjoyed was Ocarina of Time. Like, that was such a challenging game, and they didn't hold your hand the first 10 hours of the game. Like, that's the problem with the recent Zeldas, is that the tutorial mode for those Zelda games lasts, like, 2 hours long. And it's kind of like Assassin's Creed, where it just takes too long to get into the game. And I hope they can prove that. I hope they don't hold the user's hand and just... puts them in the open world. But yeah, what do you think about Zelda on the Wii U having an open world and being in HD finally?
Why couldn't they put that on the 3DS, man? I mean, Link Between Worlds was really good, but why couldn't they put like an open world in Zelda? That's what I wanted on Zelda. But other than that, I highly suggest that you buy Zelda on the 3DS, because that's like
A Link Between Worlds.
Yeah, A Link Between Worlds was good on the 3DS. I think you should buy Zelda again. If you have a 3DS and you have a Wii, you buy that again. I highly recommend that you buy that game.
A Link Between Worlds.
Yeah, Zelda, A Link Between Worlds on the Nintendo 3DS. That looks so amazing, personally. Even Conrad, when it first came out, he said the music was awesome. And I agree with that, because Nintendo knows how to do great music. But yeah, check that out on the 3DS. But yeah, still talking about Zelda on the Wii U. As I said, it's going to be an open world. You get to choose wherever you want to go, like from Dungeon 1, you go from Dungeon 1 to Dungeon 7 and so forth. And also at the end of the trailer, they showed a sci-fi enemy shooting laser beams, which, I don't know, Link has a shield, so do you think it'd be able to block laser beams?
Yeah, but that's just like, it's penetrating, but yeah, I don't really have much hope for him or her.
Yeah, maybe a mirror shield. That would deflect some of the laser beams. I mean, are they bringing Star Trek to Zelda now? Like, what's going on?
I think so. I guess ever since they watched Into Darkness, they wanted to create a character like Khan, so they made that.
Wait, what's the weapon in Star Trek? The photon, or what's it called?
The phaser?
Yeah, the phaser.
Yeah, set phasers to nostalgia.
Set your phasers to stun.
Yeah, that was a bad joke. But yeah, that was the Nintendo Digital Event. It was really short. It was only like 45 to 30 minutes, I think. Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like no new surprises other than Bayonetta 2 still being a Wii U exclusive. Like, that might rope people into getting a Wii U, personally, if you're a mature gamer. By the way, Bayonetta 2 is like a mature game, so just be prepared for that. But yeah, some surprises. As I said, Bayonetta 2, Zelda. What's your big takeaways from the Nintendo Digital Event? Was the Mario Maker or Zelda? What do you
think? Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda on Wii U. The thing about the Wii U is that it's finally in high definition, unlike the Nintendo Wii. So it's going to be a new Zelda on HD. In HD, I should say. So that should look amazing. If you have a Wii U, maybe write these game releases down and get your pre-orders ready wherever you order Nintendo Wii U games from, which I don't... Where are those? I don't know. Definitely not Amazon, because Amazon doesn't sell Wii U. But yeah, the Nintendo Digital Event. Do you think they did enough for... I feel like they didn't talk about the Nintendo 3DS enough.
Yeah, that's probably because it wasn't like a console and there wasn't really that much good games going on.
Yeah, they paid a lot of attention to the Nintendo Wii U with being able to play Mario Maker and also Zelda on the Wii U. But yeah, a couple big takeaways from the Nintendo Digital Event. One disappointment, and I don't even own a Wii U, but Metroid. I wish there was a new Metroid on the Nintendo event, because I think Metroid's pretty cool. Like, I like Samus as a character. Like, is there any game you wish that was shown more of, like Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, Nintendo has some bright horizons with Super Smash Brothers, a new Zelda. I mean, they're not new IPs. I mean, they're kind of old games, like old characters, but still, like, hopefully Nintendo can, I don't know. They're not for me. Like, Nintendo appeals to children, basically, and kids, because they don't really do mature content other than Watch Dogs. But, I hope the people who like Nintendo got what they wanted out of that. Sure they did, but, any disappointments that you were hoping to see?
Not really. I don't really, I do bet on some being there, but not that much. So disappointments. Oh wait, and on to the next headline. Not the next headline, but. There's some disappointments that, there's a lot of disappointments, I know that. I mean, I thought the Wii U was pretty much a fail. It's just like, I think I remember you telling the podcast that the Wii U is just a tablet with sticks. Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's just like, it's like a little big, like a little controller, you can touch the screen. But there's a lot of disappointments.
Alright, yeah, just, that didn't take very long. Like, this is only half an hour to 45 minutes. Nintendo didn't even go up on stage to have this. Like, I don't think they did. I doubt it. But, not as big as showing. Like, before they had, like, Shigeru Miyamoto on stage with, like, a Zelda sword and a Zelda shield, like a Hyrule shield. And he's, like, showed up like this, like, put his hand in the air with a sword and, like, showed a new Zelda. It was crazy.
Pulled out his shield. I have a prize. A new Zelda.
I have the power. It's like,
I've got the power.
Yeah, Power of Grayskull reference right there. But yeah, that wraps up Nintendo, as I said a billion times. I wish there was more to talk about. Like you have a new Zelda, you have a new Yoshi game with Yarn, you have, you have whatever, but, I don't know, I just, every year, like, people look to Nintendo to bring that old school nostalgia, and they do. Like, they bring back the old characters, like Yoshi and Mario and Link, but they should come up with new characters. What do you think about that?
The old ones are awesome, man. The old ones are awesome.
I'm just thinking, like, they should come up with something original instead of trotting out the old characters every year.
Didn't they build the new sci-fi type enemy?
That is true, but Link is still an old character. But yeah, that's just my opinion. Like, just take that with a grain of salt, because I don't own a 3DS, I don't own a Wii U, so this is just my observations. Like, some new characters would be nice. Like, maybe that'll entice people into, I don't know, picking up some original games for once instead of old characters over and over again. But yeah, moving on. EA's press conference. This is the third party after Nintendo. A teaser for Star Wars Battlefront, early in-game footage. That's probably going to be in 2016, and the game is still a ways off. Star Wars Battlefront coming out from EA, because EA owns the Star Wars IP. They're also coming out with... Wait, what's another Star Wars IP? I think it's just Battlefront, but yeah. Yeah, EA making Star Wars Battlefront. They know how to do Battlefield. Like, they know how to do shooters. They should do Battlefront well. Like, even if they don't add Levolution, like, destructible environments, if they don't add that, it's fine. Like, even being able to use the Star Wars vehicles and lightsabers. I'm not too sure if they should add Jedi characters to Star Wars Battlefront. Do you think they should?
Some. Maybe, like, Luke.
Yeah, because in Star Wars Battlefront 2... If you had a decent kill streak, I think that you can play as a Jedi and just wreak havoc on stormtroopers, which is cool. Like, if that was a pretty cool feature, but being as a Jedi is kind of easy. Like, you can just dispatch enemies like nothing if you're a Jedi in that game. But that's just an idea. If you want to add Jedi as a kill streak, that would be pretty sweet to add in Battlefront. As I said, the vehicles, like, I hope there's, like, ships. Like, ship combat in space, basically. Like, I hope there's that, too. Like, what are your expectations for Star Wars Battlefront? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Star Wars. I even like that Legend of the Old Republic. Like, everyone's, nice. Like, everyone loves it. I mentioned it to, like 10 of my friends. They all just, like, chanting, like, yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic is also available on iOS. Really good game.
Wow, I gotta pick that up. Is it free, or...?
That's about $6, but... Yeah.
My expectations for, the... Star Wars is gonna be pretty good. And I think J.J. Abrams, he like leaked a video of him directing new Star Wars. If you search it up, on, I think it's on IGN.
Nice.
Yeah, IGN is basically where I get all my game information from. I have the app. I have an account. I go on there to see what's going on. There's a lot of stuff that they post, like, a lot.
Yeah, EA knows how to do shooters, and Star Wars Battlefront is no different. I'm excited, but that game is still a ways off. It's going to be a long wait for Star Wars Battlefront, so don't expect it this year. One of the three RPGs I'm excited for, Dragon Age Inquisition. They showed a bit of that in the beginning. Huge open environments for Dragon Age, kind of like, not as big as The Witcher. Like, it's not. We'll see how the environments stack up, but. The demo had a four-person party fighting a dragon. Like, unlike The Witcher, which you're mainly by yourself, most of the time you're by yourself in The Witcher. Like, you just play as Geralt, and in Dragon Age, you always have a four-person party. And you can still pause the action and make commands whenever. Fighting the dragon, the fire-breathing dragon, like the fire tech looked really cool. It looked like Far Cry fire tech. Yeah.
I was watching this one movie, The explosion animation looked really well. It was a cartoon too, like a cartoon sort of movie. Yeah. It looked really good.
Yeah, the effects on these next gen consoles is gonna be exciting. Like, so excited for these games because the graphics are gonna look unreal. But yeah, as I said, I don't know whether you pick up Dragon Age or The Witcher. It's up to you. Like. If you prefer playing by yourself and hunting, like, griffins and stuff, you should play The Witcher. But if you like having a little bit of support, like a four-person party, then, well, actually, come to think about it, The Witcher is more of an action game, and yeah. Dragon Age is more of an RPG, if you think about it. But, yeah, which one do you prefer, personally? Like, and do you prefer a Dragon Age where you have a four-person party and it's kind of like Final Fantasy, or do you prefer being by yourself as Geralt and fighting and hunting different beasts?
I would say The Witcher. I liked the first and second one. I'm excited for the third one. I want to pick up a new PC, but it costs a lot. Maybe I'll just pick up a simple PC. But I will also... Yeah, I'm a big fan of The Witcher. I've been playing the first and second and third. Well, not... But I want to play the third. Second one was Assassins of Kings. And that was a very good one. The graphics looked awesome. Every character had its very own little dark secret that you had to sort of explore. And they all tell... Well, they all told like stories and... Said if you want to take a drink or just like do quests. Like Skyrim, but except you can... Well, you can't choose your own questions. It's basically about like Skyrim, but it's like a little bit more better. But every character has like its little like sort of dark story to tell, like if you think about it.
But yeah, I would recommend The Witcher to you, The Witcher 3 to you over Dragon Age, because Dragon Age, it's turn-based combat. It's not like The Witcher where you press a button and you do a little cool sword swing. It's like Dragon Age, you have a little wheel at the bottom where it's kind of like World of Warcraft. So. Yeah, I would recommend The Witcher 3 in 2015 to you over Dragon Age. Like, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion for Conrad here. But it's up to you. I mean, yeah, both games look amazing. But okay, yeah. Moving on. That was Dragon Age. I was just comparing it to The Witcher because I know they're both RPGs and they're both competing with each other. Looks like. Yeah. Let's see, next article is Mass Effect was also shown, but they didn't show any gameplay, only prototypes of environments, just a little teaser. Don't expect Mass Effect this year, like probably 2015 or 2016, but I can wait and I'll play Dragon Age in between, because that's coming out this year. let's see, Mirror's Edge 2 was announced, Faith is back.
What?
Enemies have guns. Parkour looks great. That's literally what I wrote. and you have a gun, and you have a gun. No.
You have like a little woman piece.
You have like a little woman piece.
COD piece. Advanced Warfare COD piece.
They are just messing with Modern Warfare. I mean, Advanced Warfare, like, now, really? I mean, like, they're just messing with Modern Warfare. I don't know why. Come on, Infinity or Infinity Ward. That's how you actually say it.
Wait, is Treyarch making Advanced, or is it in Infantry Ward?
I think it's Infinity Ward. Or maybe
wait.
Treyarch.
Infinity Ward made Ghost, though. Treyarch? Is it?
Yeah, I think Treyarch. I think
I'm
just
so confused.
I know. I think they're taking turns.
Yeah.
Just making their own sort of type game. And, And
just read after Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah. So our next headline is, Battlefield Hardline. Oh, yeah, it was featured with Cops versus Robbers.
No. Mirror's Edge 2.
Oh. Okay, Mirror's Edge 2. Faith is back. Parkour looks great, and you can take down enemies on the fly.
Yeah.
I remember playing Mirror's Edge 2, and also on the iOS. I think the iOS was pretty good too. And Mirror's Edge was okay, but I think the iPad one looks pretty good too.
Totally.
I didn't really get the story of it though.
Yeah, Mirror's Edge. You don't really go there for the. You don't really go there for the story, but you go there for the amazing graphics and the gameplay. The last third of that game had too many guns, that's my opinion. Like, the gunplay in Mirror's Edge is so spotty. But yeah, and you can take down enemies on the fly. Oh, I already read that. Sorry. Battlefield Hardline was featured with Cops versus Robbers type experience. It had mainly 32 player game types.
You think there'll be tasers in there?
Yeah, they showed a taser.
Oh, sweet, like stun guns?
That'd be kind of like DayZ, because DayZ also has tasers.
Yeah. And walkie-talkies and handcuffs, too.
Yeah, handcuffs? Oh, yeah, it reminds me of DayZ a lot. Cops versus Robbers type experience. It has mainly 32 player game types with bank robberies and so forth. Gameplay also has helicopters, zip lines, destructible construction cranes. This release is October 21st. And also, the beta is also out on PlayStation 4. If you already own Battlefield 4, and you can get the beta for free. But I don't know, Battlefield Hardline. I'm just gonna make this short because I want to talk about Sony and Microsoft. But Battlefield Hardline is giving me more Call of Duty like experience, literally, because I don't think it's going to feature 64 players. It's going to feature 32 players, and that's like, what is that, like 12 on 12 or 15 on 15?
32 players.
Oh, 32 players? Wasn't that like 64? Or no, that was COD. I bet.
64 is Battlefield 4 and 32 players for Hardline.
Well, why don't they just put 64 back in Battlefield? But anyways, do you think that it'll be like kind of like Payday when you're. I bet you can either choose your mission streamline. You could be either cop or robber, but I bet if you're a robber, you have to like rob a bank. It'd be like Payday, but more professionally.
Yeah, I bet as a cop, you get money for arresting criminals. As criminals, you just steal the money. But that's why I assume the leveling up is going to work. But yeah, Battlefield Hardline. Personally, I already own Battlefield 4, and I'm not really interested in the beta because of I prefer 64-player conquest. Like, it's just insanity. Like, there's helicopters going off cranes and stuff, but I'm just going to wait till Battlefield 5. Like, I already have Battlefield 4. Like, I don't want to save some space on my hard drive, personally. Some cool ideas, I don't know, but they're just making it like Call of Duty. Like, they're lowering the player count. They're making the map smaller, more concentrated, more close quarters.
Oh, really?
I think it's making it more like COD because it's only going to be 32 players.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be any more. I wonder if there's still going to be more like vehicles.
Yeah, I saw some vehicles, but I don't think there's going to be any tanks. But there's probably going to be helicopters and little Humvees. I'm assuming.
And while the bank robbers just show up and Chevys and Fords. Like,
yeah.
It's like
pickup trucks pickup trucks with probably MGs on the back.
Yeah, and maybe like just a Chevy or maybe a Cadillac SUV.
That'd be sweet, yeah.
And it's armored too, like rusted armor. just be simple, while the police will just be like, just more like difficult.
Slow AKs.
Yeah, a lot of AK-47s. The guns looked all right, and also one little thing: what the criminals can do in that game is they can deploy zip lines anywhere, like from rooftop to rooftop. You can just deploy a zip line, just go. Like, it's really seamless and awesome. Like, yeah, the zip line system looks cool if you ever seen the trailer. But yeah, that was EA. Battlefield Hardline, October 21st. I'm not sure. I'm gonna wait for the reviews. We'll see. I'm not gonna pre-order that, but we'll see how the reviews, when the reviews hit in October, we'll see. But yeah, here we go. Microsoft press conference highlights. Here we go. Call of Duty: Advanced Warfare. The first thing they showed, it was a 9-minute gameplay demo was shown. Add-on content available on Xbox One first.
Oh yeah, but
that's
all. Call DLCs were available on Xbox first.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really surprise me. Does it surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, Microsoft gets the Call of Duty content first, and Battlefield, while Sony gets exclusive Destiny DLC, and I don't know. The companies are. It's weird how the streams cross like that. It's really never cross streams. Just watch Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. Yeah. Just kidding though. But yeah, add-on content available on Xbox One first. That's basically map packs available 2 weeks early. That's what it means in English.
Well,
keep going. Awkward silence.
We were talking about what?
Just after Xbox One first is we have for that.
Sorry. Just got distracted. The gameplay featured jetpacks and weapons with very little kick or recoil. That was Advanced Warfare. Very little kick or recoil, and it's gonna be like some TV shows or movies where there's no recoil. Just CGI, and I forget to do the recoil. But can you blame him?
Nah.
I thought they had grips for to help you study the recoil, but anyway. I find it weird that there's no recoil.
Where are we? Are we talking about weapon recoil?
Yeah.
That's one thing I didn't like about Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was the guns basically having no recoil, and it's gonna mess up the multiplayer, man. It's gonna mess up the multiplayer. It's gonna make it too easy. All the kids are just gonna jump in and be able to use those guns, and I don't know.
Yeah, they're just gonna mess up the guns, and but it's just gonna be like easy kills in COD now.
It is.
Yeah, it's gonna be easy kills. Like, why, man? It's making it easier for campers and snipers. Man, it's gonna probably RPGs won't have any recoil too.
It's just gonna. That's the thing I like about Battlefield 4. Like, the kick and the recoil is so realistic. You really have to take account of that.
Like, I use steady aim when I'm like with automatic rifles.
Yeah, there's also like bipods and grips you can use. That really disappointed me. I mean, it's really early right now. Like, Treyarch, if you're making this and you're listening, like, this is not the way to go, man. Like, to make the guns more accessible. And that was the thing with the ACR in Modern Warfare. That was the gun everyone used, and it was cheap because there was, like I said, no kick or recoil, and it was just easy to get shots off, and like you just empty a whole clip in your iron sight to barely move or nothing. Like, it's just kind of disappointing, and it just makes the gameplay like everyone's going to use that one gun. You realize that in multiplayer?
Yeah, it's going to make the weapon recoil much more easy. Campers, campers are just gonna have easy kills. I bet you, like, a Magnum have no recoil.
It won't be like a little pea shooter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that made me that gameplay made me less excited for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. That's just me, though. I mean, I know, we'll see. It's really early, though. Like, Treyarch can turn it around and take the gun out, but we'll see. Like, we're going to see more from that game. Because this could just be the one gun that gets taken out before the actual game gets released, but I doubt it. And I bet the guns are going to be easy to use. And that's just me, though. Moving on. Assassin's Creed Unity will have 4-player co-op play. Do you see that? I didn't watch Microsoft conference.
Yeah. I forget. Was it campaign? Is it going to be campaign and co-op or multiplayer? Because I kind of forget.
Like I said, I didn't watch the Microsoft conference, so... I wonder if it's campaign or multiplayer.
Probably both.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Like, you just take out targets in the campaign, or you take out targets in the multiplayer. Like,
yeah. Kind of... they kind of brought up something funny. Yeah. Finally gonna put co-op in there? After all this time? Well, I think it's gonna be... both campaign and multiplayer. But I think in the storyline, if you're playing by yourself, you can, like, switch between characters, like they did with GTA 5.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Unity, it's going to take place in France.
New Revolution France?
Yeah, it looks very revolutionary, looks very industrial, like there's smokestacks everywhere in the buildings. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Unity will have 4-player co-op play, but I don't go to Assassin's Creed for co-op or multiplayer. Like, the multiplayer, I didn't like in Assassin's Creed ever. I just stuck to the campaign. What about you?
Yeah, I played some multiplayer, but it wasn't that great.
I agree. I think Ubisoft knows how to do single-player experiences, but their multiplayer is kind of overrated. Like, yeah. Far Cry co-op was just a rip-off of Left 4 Dead.
But not Splinter Cell.
Yeah. Oh.
Man, what was that called? Cops versus Spec Ops versus...
Spies versus Mercs?
Okay, I take that back. I'm sorry, Ubisoft.
Yeah, that makes me want to bring Splinter Cell over here and play some Spies versus Mercs.
It's really cool. You get to play as, like, the mercenary, which you're in first-person mode, and it's pretty sick.
And the spy just in third-person?
It's really different, like, different perspectives, and it's crazy, but I don't mean to talk smack on Ubisoft. This is not who I have become.
Yeah, everyone's a fan of Ubisoft. I mean, they did make Watch Dogs, like the Canadian version of GTA.
Hey, can you read after 4-player co-op play? Just if you can find that line.
Okay, Sunset Overdrive launching October 28, 2014. I feel like getting that now. Halo, the Master Chief Collection will have all 4 previous Halo games, including Untouched Halo 2 multiplayer, launching November 11, and ships with access to Halo 5 Guardians Beta, which is launching in December. Whoa.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we should talk about Sunset Overdrive and then Halo, but Sunset Overdrive, we talked about it on episode 6 of the last podcast. I remember talking about that. We compared it to Dead Rising and Infamous mixed together. Open world, very cutesy, like probably the most cartoonish game I've seen on next gen, like, and the most colorful. What would you say?
Kind of reminds me of Infamous Second Son, like with neon and, yeah, the lighting, and Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, it's not so dark and gritty, like all the, like, the Order 1886, that's so gritty and dark. It's not like that, you know, like, Xbox is going after the mature shooters in Gears of War, Xbox is going after, like, the kids and the family with Sunset Overdrive, like, they're appealing to a wide audience, and it's awesome to see that games for everyone, you know. It's not just one audience. But yeah, Sunset Overdrive, if you have a family, like, you play games with your kids or your parents, like
your brother.
Yeah, your brother, your sister, like Sunset Overdrive would be perfect. It's not bloody, it's really cutesy and colorful, and that'd be awesome. Like, do you think Sunset Overdrive would be perfect for family environments?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like fighting mutants, and it's really awesome, actually. But yeah, October 28th, 2014, Sunset Overdrive. Check it out. As Conrad said, Halo, the Master Chief Collection, will have all four previous Halo games. And that's not including ODST or Reach. That's Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4. So, and that also comes with a beta for Halo 5 Guardians. I don't own an Xbox One, but I'm assuming that if you own an Xbox One, that you bought it for Halo and Gears of War, and I don't know any other IPs, but are you going to buy the anniversary with Halo 5 Guardians beta? Are you excited?
Yeah. Halo 5 is... I think we can tell my friends about that. They thought Halo 5 would be like a Halo... Well, Halo 5 is Halo anniversary, but I told them that that it's just a Halo... It's Halo Master Chief Collection. Just going to be the anniversary of Halo of all four, not including... ODST
or Reach.
Yeah. It's just a beta of Halo 5, and so they're like, no, Halo 5 is going to be an anniversary. And I'm like, why do you think everyone would just be hyped about an anniversary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've already played all four Halo games. I'm pretty sure you have as well. I don't know if I had an Xbox One and I played all four Halo games, I would not get this, because even if you do the Halo 5 beta, like if you get up to level 20 in Halo 5 beta, like it's not going to carry over. So I would just wait for Halo 5 in 2015 if I was you. But yeah, whatever. You can do whatever you want. Like, get the collection if you want, if you haven't played them. But I don't know, if you want the access to Halo 5 beta, like it's the only way you can get it. So, and the beta is launching in December. Also, I'm kind of jealous Xbox had this exclusive. I wish Sony showed this, but Rise of the Tomb Raider announced. Did you see it?
No.
Oh man, that was like one of the highlights from the Microsoft thing, but it was only a short little thing. Like, you look it up on YouTube, but yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider by Square Enix originally and Crystal Dynamics. And the last Tomb Raider game was a masterpiece. Oh man, like the best graphics I've ever seen. The gameplay was like Uncharted. It was sweet. But yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Trailer showed Lara Croft in therapy, presumably after the events of the first Tomb Raider, like in the therapy? Reboot.
Like in a therapy session?
Yeah, in a therapy session. So, like she had a hoodie up and you couldn't see her face. Like she was like kind of traumatized after the first Tomb Raider.
Kind of shaking? Like, but when she goes to sleep, she still has nightmares of what she did to survive.
Yeah, on that island, yeah, she was kind of shaking, and then, like, the therapist is talking to her, and you can't really hear what he's saying, but she has, like, flashbacks to the island and, like, taking out people in the jungle.
So, it's like one of those scenes in games or movies where they focus on, like, the face of the main character, and they just muffle out the sound and kind of bring...
The flashbacks.
Yeah, and kind of bring that sort of ringing sound you get in your ears, and the sound's muffled, like, kind of like that.
Like, I'm assuming she has, like, post-traumatic stress disorder, because that was the first time she killed people.
Yeah, she probably has, like, a nervous breakdown whenever someone mentions something about to link back to that island.
Or any gunshots, but, yeah, it showed Lara Croft in therapy. I thought it was really cool. She had her hoodie up and you couldn't really see her face at first, which I found really mysterious and cool. Really good job with the trailer, Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics. Really good job with the trailer. Yeah, you should look up the trailer when you get home. But yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Oh, wait, I just lost my thing here. But yeah, the title is Rise of the Tomb Raider. Yeah, let's see. Lara Croft in therapy having flashbacks. And also at the end, it showed Lara Croft in a tomb. Not a tomb, but a cave. And there's like this enemy dude with an AK. And she had like a bow and arrow behind him. Like, it extends out kind of like the Hunger Games or something. Takes him out. and then steals his torch, and then you finally see her face, and it looks awesome, man. I can't wait for next gen Tomb Raider.
Did I tell you about the Croft fan film trailer?
I seen the first 5 minutes of it. It looks really cool. Like, I thought the main actor kind of looked like Angelina Jolie a little bit. I was like, whoa, it actually looks like Laura Croft.
Yeah, and they also shot, I think, in mountains of BC.
Yeah, really good, like, wild set pieces. I really like the live action. But yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider, it was an Xbox exclusive. I was really jealous of that. I'm not too sure if this game would be an Xbox exclusive, but the first trailer was. But yeah, Tomb Raider's awesome. Like, if you have an Xbox One and you don't have a PlayStation 4, like, Tomb Raider's your next Uncharted. That's Uncharted for you, if you want it. And also, Xbox also showed The Witcher 3. It showed Geralt. They didn't actually show the combat, but he was hunting a beast. It shows, like, running through forest areas, very open world, very much like Skyrim. Although it didn't really show any wintry environments, and mostly, like, the forest environments, which kind of reminds me of The Wild Hunt. I'm excited for The Witcher 3 in 2015.
Yeah, so I've just been lone wolfing in The Witcher 2. I like how you can, like, just pick your questions, and I like how the girl just doesn't really want to reveal anything about his past.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Sony real quick, and then we'll end the podcast. But yeah, let's rapid fire this. Destiny's beta will launch on PlayStation 4 July 17th. A white PS4 bundle with Destiny ships September 9th. A white PS4.
Whoa. You know,
with Destiny bundled in. On September
9th. Well, you know what else? I read about the Xbox One.
Yeah, make it quick. Yeah, go.
The Xbox One, is the black version is like the limited edition. The white one is just the original one.
Kind of like the original 360 arcade, but that looks cool, yeah. A white PS4 bundle with Destiny. Because Destiny looks cool. It's going to be out for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So check out Destiny. A trailer for The Order, 1886, 2015. I already told Conrad about this off the cast, but shows the main guy walking through a dark building. He's looking for something, but you don't know what. And the main guy's a mustache, and he looks really cool. He has, like, a trench coat on. It's really awesome. He's looking for something. He finds a guy eating a dead dude, and I'm like, whoa, it looks like a zombie. It basically is a zombie. And then the zombie turns into a werewolf creature, like, a little bit bigger than a werewolf and standing upright. And, not much gameplay. It showed, like, the dude shooting at the werewolf, but the werewolf not really reacting to bullets, which, that's one thing I don't like in a game, is I just feel like the enemy, I don't like when the enemies just soak up the bullets like it's nothing, like, that just, and the enemy, the werewolf didn't even flinch when he shot at it, and that's the stuff I don't like in video games.
Yeah, it's kind of like how someone fires a gun beside you. And you see the muzzle flash and you don't even flinch.
Yeah.
But I think The Order, isn't that a PlayStation exclusive?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. But who made that again?
I don't know who, but it looks really exciting. The Order 1886. The gameplay, I would compare to Gears of War, I would say. Like, third-person shooting, you go behind cover, you do all the things. Yeah, The Order 1886. I hope it has more zombies. I want zombies in that game, personally. And make the enemies flinch to bullets, because that's just lazy if you don't do it. That's my opinion. Okay. Moving on, Infamous Second Son, First Light DLC. With you being able to play as the Fetch, and that's the woman character, and yeah, that's basically like Delson's, like, GF, basically. You play that in October. What do you think about that?
Fetch. And,
Infamous Fetch.
Sunset Overdrive?
Infamous.
Oh, Infamous Fetch. They're already making a new Infamous the same year.
Infamous Skin, I wish.
Or is it next year? Oh, it would Fetch, am I?
Yeah, they're working on a DLC for Infamous Second Son, First Light. Kind of reminds me of Last Light, Metro Last Light.
Light.
First Light?
First Light and then Last Light. Yeah, isn't that Fetch that one girl?
Yeah, she's the neon girl. Yeah, check that out. I don't want to spend too much time because I want to rapid fire. Bloodborne, made by From Software, and From Software made Dark Souls, and they're going to be making Bloodborne. It looks like Dark Souls, but with guns. Like, you can have, like, bonfires and stuff, but no gameplay, but looks alright. Probably going to be difficult because Dark Souls is probably the hardest game I've ever played. I'm playing it right now, and, oh, man. I'm in Honor Orlando, and it's difficult, but yeah, I just don't want to talk about that. At the Sony conference, they showed Far Cry 4 gameplay first, and it was shown with amazing outdoor landscapes with snowy mountains all around you. Also showed a jungle with snowy mountains. Like, jungle in the valley and snowy mountains up top, if you think about it rationally. Weapons, a mini crossbow with sticky bombs. That's what they showed the main guy going stealthy with. And also, this is one of my favorite moments from Far Cry 4. Carjacking with your character, jumping to the enemy vehicle, full speed, stabbing the dude in the face, and taking the truck.
Far Cry 4. It sounds like Jason Brody, but he has more experience. Yeah. But, maybe he'll be, like, maybe a survivor, or going on a hiking trip. Like, not survivor, but, like, a hiker.
Yeah.
Like, going on a hiking trip, and he goes to, like, Himalayas. You know, it's, like, controlled by enemies.
Dude, the Himalayas is beside Mount Everest.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, 30,000 feet is higher than Mount Everest.
That's insane.
Yeah, I think it's, like, 2,000 or 1,000 feet. But, anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool. Is that, like, a gameplay little trailer?
Yeah, it was a gameplay trailer. As I said, a mini crossbow is a weapon. You get to do carjacking for the first time ever. Like, you can shoot out of the vehicle for the first time ever. Like, Whoa. Shoot through the steering wheel.
Drive-by.
Yeah, drive-by. Yeah, that'd be sweet. But, yeah. One thing I didn't mention is that the Xbox conference had the Far Cry 4 trailer first. And that was the character trailer where the enemy, the main antagonist in this game, is going to be an Asian guy with, like, a funny-looking haircut. It was so crazy, like, the trailer for the Microsoft conference showed, the main antagonist, like, the Asian guy with the weird hair, like, basically, like, stabs one of his henchmen for messing up, and then after that, like, he goes up to you, and he, like, takes a selfie after that with blood on his face, and it was so funny, like, people were just, like, laughing their heads off, like, just goes from, like, serious, tense moment to, like, a non-serious selfie, like, man, that was really funny, but... Also, I feel like the villain for Far Cry is trying too hard to try to out-Voss Voss. Like, they're trying to make a bigger, badder villain than Voss. And they're trying to do it, but they can't because Voss is the epitome of badass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of a badass.
Do you know the definition of the Himalayas? No, I'm just kidding. That'd be so funny. Yeah. I was like, there's always a definition for something. But why would they want to do that? I mean, Voss, they created a perfect villain for it. Basically the whole Far Cry franchise. But now they want to make another sort of Voss, but he's in a suit? I mean, come on. I thought Hoyt was a man for that. Like, why can't they just make a guy like Hoyt, but except much more serious and not that funny like Voss, but... It would be like the Joker. Voss is practically the Joker, but except he's not wearing makeup.
Yeah, I feel like you can't do better than Voss because that was one of the Ubisoft's greatest villains. If you think about it, just I don't know, like they're gonna have to top Voss, and it's hard to do that, and they did a good job. So, but yeah, as I said, last thing I said was carjacking. Oh, after the carjacking the enemy vehicle, basically, you jump off a cliff face and it looks like you're going to commit suicide, but then you deploy a windsuit. Like, you're going through this down a snowy mountain, like down a valley. And, yeah, the next mission shows another player dropping in for a co-op with a helicopter making strafing runs. You basically, like, shoot, make a couple of, like, gunshots, and an elephant will be running havoc on enemies and vehicles. So yeah, Far Cry 4, my most anticipated release for 2014, yes. What do you think?
I love Far Cry, I'm a big fan of the franchise, I like the first, second, basically all of them.
Yeah.
This third one I love the most, I love how Voss just kept on explaining the definition of insanity. He kept on, like, I remember when he had his little temper tantrum before he was about to, like, pull Jason to the little deep dark pit of water. He's like, I found that, like, he kind of has memory loss, and he told him about the definition of insanity again, and he throws him down the well. But I love Far Cry. Far Cry 4, I think that's going to be one of my top, I don't know, top 5, top 10 video games of 2014.
I agree.
Yeah.
2014, Far Cry 4, like, even Jeff Gerstmann originally said that. He's like, Jeff Gerstmann on Twitter, he was like, yeah, Far Cry 4 is my most anticipated release for 2014. And I favorited that, and I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, he's right, because... And I'm also excited for Drive Club and The Last of Us Remastered. And I'm also excited for Far Cry 4. So that's my big three.
What about Uncharted?
Uncharted is not 2014. That's going to be 2015.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Like, including, like, The Order 1886. That's going to be 2015. Batman Arkham Knight. That's going to be 2015. Halo 5 and Gears of War. That's going to be 2015. So, I don't know. We're going to have to hold off for a bit.
Oh, kidding me? Yeah. I feel like this is not really the year for games. Maybe next year will be.
Yeah, that was Far Cry. That was really crazy. Yeah, moving on with Sony. Grim Fandango by Disney. A CG trailer for Dead Island 2. No gameplay, but really awesome music. Like the intro for this podcast, you should look up the Dead Island trailer because it's the exact same music. So check that out. Indie titles with Titan Souls, Not a Hero, and Hotline Miami 2. I really like Hotline Miami 2, really cool. A Suda 51 game called Let It Die in 2015. Doesn't really appeal to me. Console debut of No Man's Sky, procedurally generated exploration game, complete with planets, different species. Like, I think there was dinosaurs, and space ship combat with like dog fighting, like in a jet, basically. That looks really cool. No Man's Sky. Look up the trailer for that. Just like mind blowing. Just if the game actually runs like that and looks like that, it's gonna be insanity. 25 free to play games coming to PlayStation platforms. I don't really play those games, but remake of the original Ratchet and Clank, including a movie. Grand Theft Auto 5 on next gen, and that's not just on PlayStation 4. That's gonna be also on Xbox One. So, GTA 5 on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, if you're interested. Batman Arkham Knight. That's gonna be in 2015. Open world with impressive draw distances. Like, it's not like texture popping where like you turn around and you see buildings just like appearing and popping in, like. It's probably going to look really impressive on next gen. Scarecrow as the villain. I'm so excited for that.
The main villain?
No, there's probably going to be other villains. But yeah, they only showed Scarecrow in that trailer and criminals. But yeah, I hope there's more than just Scarecrow. Maybe Bane again. I don't know. We'll see. Basically, the Batmobile can transform really quickly from like a tank mode to like just like mobile mode, basically. And yeah, Batman Arkham Knight in 2015. Is that what are you looking forward to that in 2015?
Yeah, and so is Victor Lucas.
Yeah, you two are like the biggest Batman fans I know.
Yeah, I like how you can like drive when you go into a building. Batman is basically like a boulder. Yeah. You like drive through a building and you pop out of the Batmobile, you fly over a building, or you can just like, you know how you like. Say if you like jumped off your skateboard, because it was like too thin of a little surface only a skateboard can go under, like a car, but it's a much more wider surface. You jump on and do a little bit of parkour, and jump back down, and then you land in the Batmobile. Or, like climb over like three or two obstacles, like jump over this, climb over that, and then jump, and then boom. While still going, it drives in. Like, I should have recorded that.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight, Victor Lucas talked about it on Vic's Basement. He said the exact same thing. Like, if you're in the Batmobile and you're going towards a building, like, you can jump out, fly, go on the other side, jump in the Batmobile, and keep going. Like, it was really seamless and cool. Yeah, do not expect Batman Arkham Knight this year. That's 2015, like most games. That takes a year to make. Lots of polish. Big open world, but And now, last but not least, this is what I watched the PlayStation conference for. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Trailer shows Nathan Drake basically passed out in some kind of jungle stream. Like, is he, like, face down? Like, he has a cut on his forehead. There's, like, a bug on him. Like, basically, eyes closed.
But I think that was just, like, a little leaked trailer because they don't really have an actor for it yet.
Leaked, that means, like, it got out somehow. But just a little short trailer, no gameplay. But, yeah, they showed Nathan Drake. He was on, like, laying face down on the forest floor, like, right next to a stream of water. And he had, like, a cut on his forehead. You don't know where he got it from, but, yeah, and then Sully, like, talks to him over a walkie-talkie, and the graphics look really cool, like...
Kid, where are you? Nathan?
It actually sounds like Sully, man. That's cool. I'm so excited for Uncharted 4. Like, that whole conference, I was just waiting. I'm like, are they going to show Uncharted? Are they going to show Drive Club? And they didn't show Drive Club, and they actually showed The Last of Us, but... Uncharted 4, man, that's like my Halo 5 and Gears of War mixed together, all in one.
With parkour and sneak, too.
Yeah, oh man, these exclusives are gonna look sick, like Halo 5 Guardians, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. I'm so excited for Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, like, that's why I got a PlayStation 4 for that game, like... Yeah, I just hope after Naughty Dog had all those, like, releases from the group at Naughty Dog, that they can still make a solid game out of it. And I think so, because Last of Us was 2013 from Naughty Dog, and that was an amazing game. So you think Uncharted 4 can live up to the hype?
Yeah, but just a quick tip. Last of Us, you barely find ammo if you're on normal. Easy, you find lots of ammo, but normal, you could barely find ammo, so I suggest you, like use a lot of distractions and just take them down stealthily. Use your bow and arrow. You can pick up arrows back from that.
But yeah, that's my most anticipated release for 2015 is Uncharted 4, along with probably The Order 1886. And for you, I'm going to assume it's Gears of War, Halo 5 Guardians.
And Far Cry 4. And...
Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight too. And wait for 2015?
Yeah, I would say maybe your top four, like most anticipated, like Halo, Gears of War, any of those?
Yeah, Gears of War, yeah, but all those. And Phantom Pain. Forgot about that.
Yeah, next podcast, we're at about an hour. We're going to have to cut it short, but we never really talked about Assassin's Creed Unity in detail. Next podcast, I'm going to write this down, but I want to talk more about Ubisoft. I want to talk about EA and Battlefield Hardline a little bit more. You feel like we missed anything?
No, I think, but if we did next podcast, I think we have to, like, suck it all in.
Yeah, I wish they showed more of Halo 5 Guardians and Gears of War. I mean, that's, if you own an Xbox One, I mean, those are your two, like, you want those to do well. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Like, my expectations are high, but I'm kind of regretting it because what if it doesn't turn out good and my hopes are too high?
Yeah, they have a year to make Gears of War and Halo, so I'm going to assume they're going to do well. Plus, if you're tired of waiting until 2015, you can play Destiny in August or September. When does that come out?
Destiny?
Yeah.
I think one of those two. One of those two.
But yeah, I'm so excited, like...
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it.
Yeah, Destiny is pretty much like my Halo. Since I went to PlayStation 4, I'm not going to get Halo anymore, so... I'm going to have to stick to Destiny, and hopefully that's not it. That's a decent game, hopefully. But that's just me, like... Yeah, Destiny in August or September, I'm ready for that. Like I said, that's my Halo, Uncharted 4. Like, that's going to be, like, my Gears of War. So, I don't know. We'll see how it stacks up. Hope it stacks up well. I thought Microsoft and Sony did a great job. Like, in the Microsoft conference, they hardly talked about TV, which was so awesome. Like, it was just games, 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 and yeah, I was impressed with Microsoft. They really took it to Sony, and Sony really took it to Microsoft, and, you know, what can I say?
Console battle.
Yeah, it really is, man. Console wars. We even talked about Nintendo, went a little bit into that, which was amazing. But yeah, who do you think won, Microsoft or Sony? Leave a comment below in the iTunes reviews. Yeah, obviously we're biased. Like, I would say PlayStation 4, Conrad would say Xbox One.
You know, buddy.
Yeah, I think the games that were shown, the ones I liked, was probably Zelda, Uncharted, mainly. What about you?
Tomb Raider, Phantom Pain, and GTA 5 going next time.
Yeah, next episode I want to talk about Phantom Pain and Ubisoft mainly. Yeah, that was episode 7 of the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This was we're going to talk a little bit more about E3, but this is mainly our E3 show. Yeah, tonight I'm going to watch day 2 of Giant Bomb's live stream. Phil Spencer, the Microsoft CEO, is going to be on it, so you should check that out.
Really?
Yeah, check out the Giant Bomb live day 2 tonight, or day 1. But yeah, stay tuned for the next podcast. I'm Aaron N38.
And I'm Bomb Boy Sa.
This has been episode 7, the post E3 show. Be sure to subscribe and rate 5 stars, leave a comment. We want questions from you guys.
And please like us and subscribe on our iTunes channel. We need like more subscribers and more like reviewers.
Stay tuned for episode 8 of the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast, and we'll see you in the next chapter. I'm the bomb and about to blow up.